original soundtracks, arrangements, and remixes. Welcome to Fantasy Starbeats with Esper K.
I'm so sorry for anything I may have just cut off, but I needed to get going, especially since I ran to the store a little while before the show was supposed to start. I guess an hour or so? I thought I'd have time to get back. No, I didn't think so. But hello! Oh, I can't believe we're here already. It's episode 10. Kathy's right, I don't want it to end. I don't think anybody did. Oh, goodness. Well, let's just get a move on. Let's see. I wanted tonight's special to be another time capsule, but in order for it to work out like the last one, I needed the answers to match up with some of the music that I wanted to play. But since it didn't, I have a lot of space left. And as such, I may as well leave that open to you guys. So, while I do have something in the playlist for tonight, there's going to be some slots open for requests. Get them in early, because I don't know if we'll be able to fit all of them in. Let's see, should I go into the requirements now? Well, I have some time, so I may as well. In order to request anything, I'll have to fit all three requirements here. Let's see, they can't be repeat tracks from previous shows. I'll be checking. They have to fit the last four episode themes. That would be bosses, characters and events, closing and credit roll, and the partner card special A&R that we just recently had. And they can't be in line with the first four episode themes. Opening themes and title screens, towns and fields, dungeon themes, and battle themes. That capsule is already closed, unfortunately. So, let's see, as I said before in the blog post, let's see if I can remember this at all. Think this as a chance to hear what wasn't in the playlist for those episodes. So if there was something you really wanted to listen to in that episode and you didn't get a chance to hear it, well, now's your chance. Wow, I should be getting a move on. Let's see. Gotta think really hard on those requests. You are exactly right, Twinny. Because if they either fit what I already have in the playlist already, or something that I've already played, I'll let you know. So be sure to PM me those, or tweet them if you happen to be talking to me from Twitter. But I'll get into that later. Really need to be getting a move on here, since the show might be a little short anyway. I can't believe this. Oh, so I can't request the Phantasy Star 3 theme. There is a loophole! But that loophole might have been closed, since I do remember playing a certain remix of it last show. I'll look into that. But that being said, we should really cut right to music. Right, I was going to start you guys off with a series of Dark Force themes. So, while I have time to explain it, here is the Dark Force FM version of let's see, the Phantasy Star 1 boss theme? Wow, that came out in a jumble. I need to catch my breath from that terrible store run. And no, before anyone says anything, there weren't tomatoes at the convenience store. I had to walk past that. It is not a real convenience store. Wow, I'm just gonna take a lot of time to reminisce, and I will see you after this music break. Get those requests in. We'll be right back. and good, the requests have started coming in. Yay! But, wow, I still can't get over this. Last episode. No! Oh, jeez. Well, if you just happen to be joining us after 9 episodes, which you could probably catch up on podcast-wise on the Radio Sega site. Let's see, this is Fantasy Star Beats. I am your hostess, Esper K. Let's see, this was... Wow, this is so saddening to say now. This is a 10-part special dedicated to bringing you music in the Fantasy Star series from the Sega Master System onward, even including some spin-offs. Each special will have a theme and a topic question or two to go along with it that you and I can answer during the show, which was what I would normally be saying, but since this is a time capsule episode, you guys will be asking me the questions. So be sure to PM me those, or tweet them, or however you like. Just keep them clean, though, or else I won't answer them, and you'll probably be very sad. Let's see, we're not having a Hunter's Lounge either, but if we did, let's see, we could have casually shot the breeze while sharing our experiences in line with the special's theme. If lucky, we'd be able to share or hear tips that we can take back to the games that they're for. Let's see, I've been going on about it, but let's see here. Wow, memory blip, but back on track now. You can listen or talk to me by going to, let's see, radiosc.ga, that would be for the radio, and you can choose the option that best suits your listening needs. IRC-wise, you can connect one of two ways, either through radiosc.ga/IRC, and that'll direct you to the MIBIT client, or you could go through, let's see, irc.surrealchat.net/join, and let's see, #RadioSega. But either way you decide to connect, please be sure to change your nickname, or else I will not be able to know who you are, and I'll be confused, and sad, and I'd have to play a guessing game trying to figure out who you are. Twitter-wise, let's see, you can contact me by going to @RadioSega, or to me directly, @EsperK with an underscore at the end. And either way, be sure to use the #PSBeats to make sure I can see the response. I have a little column open to make sure I can see it. But just in case, I'll be watching the timeline just to pick and retweet your answers as I see them. Let's see. Now that that's out of the way, I should mention people. Let's see. Oh. In PSA2, did the 7-Eleven stores have any special offers yesterday? I wouldn't be so sure about that. I'd have to look that up, Mr. Mixelflix. But speaking of which, people joining me this evening. Let's see. Hello to Trigon Lexi, Votanuan, Voice Adaptavale, Audio Sprite, Drive16Bit, Fluffy Fox, Agent Uros, let's see, Jamie64326, Mick Bynes, Mr. Mixelflix, PunkGamer69, Silver Sonic, Spinnick TCB, Trekkie20, and Zimidon. Let's see. Twitter-wise, wow, 6 retweets. Thanks, guys! Let's see, thank you for retweeting the episode, let's see, Twinny, Sparky Tinny, Kopki, did I get that right? Sega Nerds, Dungeon Buster, and I'm skipping myself since that doesn't count, so I guess it was 5. Whoops! Let's see, we really need to spit out the gags. Shame I can't rejoin on Skype and no! No! Shame I can't reach you on Skype and scare Esper with my Sam soundboard again. No, thank you! Not this time! That was fun last week, but not this time! No! I don't even have the cable set up this time. So if I probably took out the extra 5, 6, maybe less than 10 minutes, that would be possible, but I don't even have Skype open, so we'll see how that goes. Actually, never mind, I can remember most of the sounds that you scared me with last night, so... well, last week, so... don't worry about that! My memory has you covered. Let's see... seems like enough time has passed, and I have to get to the next set of music. Remember, I still have some slots left open for requests, and I'll be filling those in. I think I got about 1, 2, 3 so far that I have loaded in queue, so if you have anything that happens to go with the rules that I stated earlier, go ahead and request them. But in case you needed to hear the rules again, Now, we'll see, they can't be repeat tracks from previous shows. They have to fit the last four episode themes, that would be bosses, characters and events, closing and credit roll, and the partner card special A&R, and they can't be in line with the first four episode themes, opening themes and title screens, towns and fields, dungeon themes, and battle themes, because that capsule is already closed. Okay, so I'm pretty sure I've said enough. That was certainly a hoot. Thanks, Mixie. Let's see. Right. Let's see here. Oh! Okay, so I did manage to queue that one up. Good. Let's see. Coming up for this block, we have, let's see, The Vibe, End of Planets from Phantasy Star Universe. It seems like I've... Yes, I most certainly have forgot something. I forgot to recap the music that's already played. Now, let's see. The most recent two... See, we're both from Phantasy Star Online Episode 1, Cry for Edel of the Holy, and Pray for Edel of the Distorted, and we first started the block off with the FM version of Dark Force from Phantasy Star 1. Ooh. Let's see, this has been Phantasy Star Beats with the partially scrambled host right now that needs to get their bearings straight because of a store run. But that should start straightening up as the show cruises along. So we'll see how that goes. Talk to you again in a few minutes. Enjoy the tunes! Hey, and we are back again. Let's see, that was, I remembered it this time, so things are getting set on track. That was Revive the Secret of Rough Wave, Phantasy Star Online episode, you'll see from Phantasy Star Online episode 2, a Vanishing Sword, Quartz Dragon from Phantasy Star Online 2. Kind of interesting how that made it into the time capsule, considering it was something pretty recent. And let's see, The Vibe, The End of Planets from Phantasy Star Universe. Oh, goodness. And let's see, that was another request on there. Got that in. Okay, that's it for later. What to talk about? I don't know. You ask me. Literally. Since there's no Hunter's Lounge for tonight, you're gonna have to ask me the questions instead. So, ask away. I'll be waiting for that. Either via PM or tweet? Yes. Yes. But, let's see. Enough activity during the IRC during that last music break. When Twinny queued up, let's see, Divide the End of Planets in the, let's see, via a playlist function that I have yet to use in IRC, he said, the song title makes it seem whatever that this song plays for is really climatic. And, yeah. It pretty much is, since, if I recall, that played for the Dolk Fakis fight? Or was that too late? It might have. Anyone that remembers that particular boss that played with that song, feel free to remind me, because my memory's not quite there for that game. It's been a while since I've played Universe. Even longer since I've heard the boss music for it. Well. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Here's a question for you, Esper K, from Mr. Mixelplix. Has there ever been a part of a Phantasy Star game that you got so flustered / angry that you almost threw your controller at a wall? Yes, but since that controller costed money, I opted against it and continued trying to beat the boss. Have I screamed? No. Have I decided that, like, have I felt like I wanted to punch something? No. It's kind of hard for me to actually rage at video games. I think that might be because I'm not living by myself, and I have to be considerate of other people in the apartment building that are here with me. Because I know the last thing that they would want to have wake them up in about, I think, 2 a.m. or so in the morning is someone raging at an AI because they managed to get the trip on them. Have you used colorful language? Yes, I have! It is surprising that through all of these episodes I have not cursed a single time, although I may have probably wanted to as a slip because of my vernacular, but outside of that, yeah, I have used colorful language and I'm not afraid to admit that. You would think I'm an entirely different person if you heard me curse. Let's see, has there been anything Twitter side? I would have to reload the page because it's deciding to break on me right now. Oh no! Wait, what? Aww. Sparky Tinny on Twitter tweeted a picture of a chocobo and a rappy! I need to retweet that. Let's see, the link is also in the IRC chat, so anyone that hasn't seen it, click it! Go! Do that! Because that thing is so cute! Let's see, has anything else happened Twitter side that I didn't seem to catch right away? Not so far tonight. Nope! At least, no wait, not that one. Nope, retweeted that, so nothing just yet. And okay, that's working again. Oh, let's see. Audio Sprite says, my kind of girl. Really? Ah. Well, I won't automatically start cursing because that would automatically slap an explicit tag on the show. And really, I just don't feel like it right now. I'm pretty chill, I'm calm, I'm not angry at anything, so Good luck getting me to curse now. let's see. Tony said, if you've ever heard of the Sonic R show, then you'll... Oh. Wow. then you'll know her colorful language. Yes. That one time, I was on the Sonic R show, and I was given an opportunity to lead a rant on the subject that I'd rather not mention again. That was terrible. They made me that angry. I hope it never happens again. But it probably might. I don't have my hopes up. Oh no, challenge accepted. Oh, good luck. That's for Kate did a rant and I missed it. TCB, you were there, and if I recall correctly, you did miss it because you had to step away or something. I think it went on for about how many minutes? 20, 10, 15? I don't know. I was too flustered to even keep a timer for myself. That was absolutely terrible. And holy cow, looking at the time, I need to go into another block of music. I am so sorry, TCB. I didn't record it. But I wonder if Shadow Remix did, though. Check with him on that. And if he did, send it to me. let's see. I'm down to block 3 now. No, wait. Well, yes, technically 3. This format is so weird. What have I done for this episode? Let's see. Starting this block off with Take Off, Lendiel. From Phantasy Star 4, The End of the Millennium. Now, one interesting thing about why that one was queued up instead of maybe Landmaster AXV25, I need to remember the code. But wait, I can totally see this from another episode because, let's see, I think it was Characters and Events. That one. Let's see, no, that's Bosses. Just had that. That's Dungeons, that's too far back. And... right, I think it was AXV25. I would have queued that one up instead, but I already played it. So I decided to go with a loophole and went with a vehicle that was still Ren-related, even though he didn't transform into it, but he drove it, so it counts. Let's see how that goes then. Oh, and this is the... right, this is the one that actually came from the game and not a remix of it. Even better! So, see you guys back in a couple of minutes. Let's see, are the requests still open? Yes, I think I have a few more slots left for requests, so let's see if we can get some more of those in. See you again in a few minutes. This has been Phantasy Star Beats with Esper K, and I am very, very sad that this series of specials is finally coming to an end.
Thank you.
Happens when I don't have the right window in front of me. I click thinking that I click Walk Talk when really I just clicked into the IRC by accident. But back again. Let's see, that was Never Dream, the overseas version of from Phantasy Star 2. I do remember playing the Japan version, so that's one loophole there. Let's see, and before that we had Holtis City, Perum, from Phantasy Star Universe. Let's see, courtesy of Hugo Wright, if I remember right, his family owned it, unless he owned, I think it was, GRM. So, since they were mainly situated in a room, why not include that in there? Let's see, we started off with Takeoff Landeal from Phantasy Star IV, The End of the Millennium. And the IRC has exploded because Project XM2 has been confirmed. And wow. Wait, you can hear birds. Really? Oh, right! Yes, because I'm casting this in my room, and there is a tree right next to my window, so you can hear birds. How lovely. I actually had to move my, earphones a bit to make sure I heard them. It's like, wait, really? Oh, yeah, they are there. And let's see, we were just joined by Voluptuous Spy a few minutes ago. So hello to you, miss. Good to see you. Glad to know you've joined me. Hello, birds. Unfortunately, the birds cannot hear you. At least, I think. No, they can't. But I bet if they would, they'd probably say hello back. Let's see, and aside from the timeline exploding about Project X Zone 2 being... Wow. Wait, really? Are you kidding me here? Aside from the news of Project X Zone 2 being released, just all over my timeline right now, I think I've seen a particular meme cropping up just because of that. And I'm gonna retweet it because I caught it. TCB says Project X Zone 2, Brave New World, featuring Dante from the Devil May Cry series. You can actually do that now because he's actually in it! And so is Majima from the Yakuza series. That's a nice little thing I'm happy about there. Time. Still making good time. And speaking of good time, I managed to get a few questions while I was gone. Let's timestamp-wise, looks like first one was from Jamie. And they asked, when did you start playing the Phantasy Star series, and what is your favorite? I think I remember explaining this in an earlier episode, but not quite. I started playing the Phantasy Star series around the time Phantasy Star Online came out on the Dreamcast. So I'm one of those, I guess, late bloomer types to the series itself. Which one is your favorite? I think I might have said my favorite before. Has my favorites changed at all? I think I recall saying Phantasy Star Portable 2. Because they did have some, nice features that they added and kind of made the game even better. Dodge rolling, for one! That was pretty nice. Guarding in general, actually, that was pretty good too. I was happy to know that I could finally guard with a rod. Although that didn't always work. I had to get the timing down. That didn't actually pop up on me. It's like I saw it in my history, but it didn't really disturb me, so don't worry about that, Rexy. I still got it. Another question was from 20. How does it feel being able to have a show on Radio Sega, and more so doing so for a cult series like Phantasy Star? Pretty overwhelming at first, since aside from a special that was done on Phantasy Star Online 2 music, which I unfortunately have yet to listen to and probably will maybe sometime tomorrow after I have a moment, there wasn't really much of anything done for specifically for the Phantasy Star series, so I already knew I already had a very big task in front of me. Like, even worse, they're doing 10 episodes full of it, and hoping I wouldn't have any repeats of anything. So, no, actually, it's still overwhelming, and even more so now that it's coming to an end. Just a moment of silence there, since I'm really gonna miss doing this, but, that does remind me of something. Let me see if I actually saved it. There's an earlier retweet. Oh, yes, and it was from A Winner Was You, but I think I'll actually hold on to that one until the end. In the meantime, there was something else that they said first. Really wish I could have tuned in more. I really enjoyed the episodes I did listen to, though. And I'm very glad you did it, Winner Was You. I enjoyed every episode I managed to do. Whether I was feeling 100% or just a little bit sick. Because for the times that I was really, really sick, I was like, no, I'm not going to cast like this. So, 98 to 100%. That's when I did those casts. Wait a minute. I'd hardly call it silent since we still heard cards and birds, but the birds are still supporting you. Aw. Car horns and birds, Tony says. What's next? A vacuum cleaner? No. No, if I remember correctly, I made absolutely sure not to have a vacuum running during the show, so don't worry about that. The birds are tweeting their happiness for you! Oh my gosh, that's so adorable, you guys! are they still? Yeah, they are! I'm having to move my headphones so I can hear them! And I think that's like the second time I've said it. It's actually quite nice to hear, Audio Sprite says. Well, I can't actually tell them to be quiet or anything, so I'll just leave them to their business, and you can continue hearing the wonderful tweets. Speaking of tweets, were there any? Oh, there was, but I'm grinding a little bit in time, so I need to keep moving on to the next block. If I recall correctly, this one is a little short. Is it? It only seems short because I had to move one, but wait a minute. Hold on a second. Something's not matching up here. Okay, I got that one, and... Oh. Okay. I'll fix that. But still, this block is, I guess, kind of short, since I'm running out of answers, technically, that I had to go off of, that had Z tracks that matched them. So, let's see, taking advantage of the slots that we have left, I think I might have time for about... two or three more songs for the request slots. I'll see how that goes. Maybe four. Possibly four, I'll go with that. Let's see, that being said, let's go into the next block. Starting off with For Brighter Day, the orchestra version from Phantasy Star Universe. I'm pretty sure I only played the regular one during the closing and credit roll, so here's the orchestra version. And I'll be back with more answers, and hopefully more requests too. Thank you. wow! Seems like the chat really liked that one. Especially since I had to hunt for that one at the last minute. I thought it was in the remix folder, but when I actually checked, no, it wasn't. Oops. Well, let's see, that was Rise and Triumph, a Necro Prism remix of, the Rise or Fall battle theme from Fantasy Star 2. Let's see, thanks to, if I remember correctly, Mr. Mixelplex said that he just recently found that one and really liked it, so why not include it in the time capsule? Let's see, before that we had, Fantasy Star 4, The End of the Millenniums, a remix for that one called Millennial, remixed by DJ Pretzel. If I remember correctly, you can find that one on OC Remix. Also, for the Rise and Triumph remix, you can find that one at necoprism.com, that's necoprism.com. Check out the remixes section, and it should be there. Just right-click, save click as, and it is yours. And the block started off with For a Brighter Day, the orchestra version from Fantasy Star Universe. And holy cow, I finally found something about the 7-Eleven collaboration that Mr. Mixelplex wanted to find out about. Where is it? I need to find the post again. I need to find the translated post again. Okay, there we go. The 7-Eleven Oracle store will be returning, stocked with brand new room items like Chinese dumpling warmer and the refrigerated goods shelf. I think I remember seeing both of those. They were pretty nice. And, wow, I remember when I saw the dumpling warmer, it reminded me of the time I actually managed to drop by a Japanese 7-Eleven when I visited there for like a month and 2 days. It was, pretty cute. And holy cow, they are up at all hours of the evening. They are open at like all hours of the evening. I think I managed to drop by there at around, I think it was 10 p.m. if I recall. I just wanted to get something to drink, and it was open, so I thought, why not? Oh wait, is there a Slurpee machine? I don't remember a Slurpee machine, unfortunately. Yeah, I don't remember one. I guess I can look that up during the break. Wait, is there a Slurpee machine that can be filled with a kiddie pool full of Slurpee mix? Mixel! No! That was yesterday! You can't do that here this time! Oh, you are so lucky I'm not using the soundboard on you for that. Although you probably will find a way that I have to. I'm giving that a moment. Let's see. Slushies are pretty nice, Jamie. I actually can't remember the last time I had one, aside from the time that I accidentally left a soda in the freezer for too long, and I ended up getting a Mountain Dew a slushie thanks to that. It was okay. Let's see. I think I got about two questions while I was gone? Let me just scrub through these right quick. Let's see. Answered that one. Oh, this one isn't a question. This one's from Voluptuous Spy, who left a little while ago. I don't want to get PS beaten by the soundboard. Oh. Why did... No. Like I said, you'd find a way. And you sure as heck did. Almost! Not quite. But, she said, I literally just went in my head. Crap, I forgot about Fantasy Star Beats. I unfortunately have some important family business going on right now, and I'm unable to turn in. So I just wanted to say I loved the episodes I was able to tune in for. I hope you're able to do something amazing like this again. I most certainly hope so, too. Thank you for the message. Mission accomplished. You're terrible! No! I think I've asked you this before. This question comes from Mr. Mixelplex. But if you could make a partner card about yourself, what would your race and class be? I think I have a bit of leeway with that one. Because if I recall correctly, the most recent partner cards that you're able to get in Fantasy Star 2 from what I read, have different things included. I think that was about, personality type. I think it was temperament, which actually influenced the AI for your partner card. And one or two classes, depending on if you had just one class or you had a main class and a subclass. Let's see, can I look that up right quick? I can. Okay, I have a few minutes. Let's see, that being said, let's see, where is that document? I typed something up. Let's see, partners, partner cards, let's see. Oh wait, okay, so it was, okay, I got the document. It has a nature, a trait, which, let's see. Yeah, that one influences your AI. It's the inclination, and then, let's see, classes. Jeez, all this stuff, but still good. Let's see, Jamie says, I've still got Blue Burst to go on. There is a way that you can still technically play Blue Burst, but you're gonna need, I think it was... Let's see, a client in order to do that. There are things out there. Give it a look. Well, see, for classes, I'd obviously probably go with something Tekka related. Not sure if that would be main or sub, though. I'd have to look into that a bit more. Let's see, Tekka would definitely be included. The other class I might pick would probably be Hunter, because I was looking over the weapons that you could probably choose from, and the wired lances reminded me of daggers, only they had wires attached to them, and they could work, like, mid to long range, and I really liked that. So, Hunter Tekka probably for that one. As for a trait, maybe... either, let's see, maybe Slow Starter, or... Wait, which one is this? Oh no. Oh, hold on a moment. They actually have descriptions down here! This is the best thing ever! Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to look into this more because I just found this and I'm like, oh wow, I really need to give this some thought now. So, putting that one on hold for just a minute. Let's see, is there anything else? Oh, I've still got bloopers to go on. I've got an account and a server. Oh! Well, alrighty then, that solves that, and Twitter, stop breaking, please. Okay, there we go. Let's see, did anything come in for... Let's see, did anything come in Twitter side? Scrolling as far as I possibly can. Oh, wait! Aww. Found something! Wait, how'd that picture... Oh, well. And Twitter froze on me. But let's see. Sparky Tinny said, how I imagine SPK will spend the rest of the day. And it has a picture of a forest girl with a Nagrabby next to it. Just relaxing in the forest. I wish I could really do that. This place is kind of forested, depending on where you go in the neighborhood. Especially a little outcropping in the back, where I used to see deer, but I don't see them anymore. Probably because they paved too much away. No! And, well, let's see, a response from there was, many of us will, as Kopki gladly put it, be like this too. And, the picture is of, let's see, someone by the sea, sitting on an outcropping of rocks, just gazing out into the distance, with a sunset, and I think there's some, like, a superimposed rappy picture on a fade. Whoever did that in Photoshop. I love them for that. Let me see if I can just grab and retweet that. And there we go. Okay. And looking at the remainder of the time left, turn of the hour is coming up, and let's see, I have about a block and a half worth left of music, and I still have 3 slots open. So, if you haven't requested anything, be sure to drop me a tweet or PM with what you would like played, as long as it fits the requirements from before, and I'll be sure to get that in, because I have about 30 more minutes to burn since I started late, Well, at least 30 extra minutes after it hits about 8 o'clock or so. Whoa, car! Alright. I guess that's my signal to just move on to the next block anyway. Thank you, cars. I'm not sure what you're fighting about, but please cut it out. Let's see, that being said... Oh! In regards to what's coming up next, aside from the car horn annoying the ever-loving heck out of me, I remember Mr. Mixelflick saying, well, asking if he wondered if there was a remix for the My Room theme in Phantasy Star Universe, or saying that he would actually like to hear a remix if one hasn't been made yet. So I managed to grab this as a bit of a source for you guys to listen to. So to start off this block, let's see, it will be My Room from Phantasy Star Universe. A nice little calming track, just don't fall asleep. I know I can't, it's still sunny out. So this has been Phantasy Star Beats with S4K, and I will join you again in a few minutes. Thank you. thought I could wait until that motorcycle passed. I was sorely mistaken. But we are back. Let's see, that was a pretty short block. That track was just the Frenzied Wilds. Let's see, if I remember correctly, this one was arranged by Manabu Namiki from the Phantasy Star Online Premium range. Really, really nice track that one was. I think that's like my second time ever hearing it. And Twinny says it's an RS classic. Oh, see, he also said though there's three versions of this song. The arranged version is the one most played. Really? Wait, what? What? Oh goodness, I'll get to what I see in the IRC chat later. Because that might certainly be something. Let's see, before that, so the block started off with My Room from Phantasy Star Universe. To which Mr. Mixaplix said, I wish my actual room was exciting as My Room in PSU. I wish mine was too, because if I... let's see... I think the main thing I mainly ended up going with for the room that I had in PSU was like a little like forest scene. I think it was... I can't remember what the actual name of that ticket was, but it was kind of like... It was kind of based off of the... Muzuraki, CD, because it had, nice glowing particles, like nice glowing, photon particles. Was that a car horn? No. My room didn't have a car horn anyway. And let's see the room and, parts of the, walls and ceiling. Actually looks like it had... It might not have been moss, but I think it was... It had to be similar to... I really need to remember the name of that thing because I'm trailing on for a while. I'm pretty sure it wasn't poisonous or else they wouldn't put it in your room. But it still had traces of... Like a photon... Photon... What's that word? Residue? No. Yes, it was. Traces of photon residue on particular parts of the wall. And it just made it just made the room look so serene and pretty. And I can't remember what decorations I put in there at all, aside from maybe a mushroom set, because I really liked it and found it silly.
There was something in the IRC that really caught my attention. TCB said, it would be so great if Vesper K takes a hiatus from doing a show, only to announce in a couple months time to host Sorta Sega. Oh goodness. TCB, no. I don't think I'll be touching that. Although, that is a nice thought. Especially considering the general theme of the show. I still need to finish listening to that. It's like I started sometime last week, but then things got in the way and I couldn't really finish the, not even the first season. Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Something on Twitter popped up, and if in the tweet deck would stop walking on me, I'll be able to look into it. Oh, let it load. Seriously. No, I'm not going into a singing bit. Wait a minute. What's this? Oh, Rexy was commenting on some post effects for their iPad. Oh, wait. Because she's drawing on her iPad right now. Oh. See, I think later on, I think earlier in the show she said that she was working on a drawing for a realistic planet. I hope that's going along well. Wait a minute. Oh, wait! She links to it. Let's see, how's that look? Oh, that looks really pretty. Way to go. I especially like that little glint of light at the bottom, as if a sun is rising. Really pretty there. something about Hot Pockets. I actually wish I had one about now, even if I had to make one myself. Let's see. Photon Torpedo. No, not a Photon Torpedo. I don't think they actually had those offered as room decorations anyway. Although they did have a photon as a room decoration, which is usually supposed to be volatile and dangerous, and I'm wondering why they offered it in the first place. Speaking of which, I think I had about four in my room when I decided to go towards like a classroom theme before I settled on the like a foresty area one. But goodness no. No photon torpedoes. And it looks like... I'm starting to burn into the requests now, so if anyone doesn't have any more requests, the end of the show's probably coming up. No. There's a sound I'd usually have for that, but I don't have it. No. I'm pretty sure Casey does. It's that dramatic bang one. I don't have it. I probably should have gotten it. So, contrary to the tweet that I just saw, it might not be running for very much longer. Which would actually be kind of good anyway, since... Let's see, I started about 30 minutes late. As long as I should be ending at around 7:30. Yeah, maybe just around that time. So I can take out this extra talk bed here and leave the closing one in. That's done. And yeah, I can start closing out the show. As sad as it is, there won't be any more. No. Well, I have quite a few things to think about. So while I'm doing that, you guys can enjoy the last round of music. And of course, the last request that I took for the evening is going to be what's closing us out. So, keep an ear out for that, and I'm gonna try not to break down. This one was requested by Twinnie, taking advantage of the loophole here, since it does technically count. From the Phantasy Star Series 25th Anniversary Concert Sympathy 2013, here is Burning Hearts, Burning Angel. This has been Phantasy Star Beats with Esper K, and this has most certainly been a wild ride. Thanks for it, guys. When I return, I think I'll be saying goodbye for the final time.
Hurts. Guitar! Come on! Yeah. 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 Your turn.
Whatever your class, there's music everyone can appreciate. You're listening to Fantasy Star Beats.
Ah!
Okay. It's that time of night where I have to say goodbye to you guys. But unfortunately, this is for the final time. And really, I think the moment I mentioned that I would be coming back this last time, it's like tears started to show up in the chat. Specifically from Squinny. Like with the emojis and such. But, well... Aww. Nixie, you're going to make me cry. Even more than I want to now. You said I'm tearing up now. Can you keep going on for, like, ever? No, I can't. Because the computer only has so much memory. And they will only allow me on air, but for so long. I already have tissues, Jamie. And I'm hoping I don't blow through them. But, let's see. Let's see if I have time to close some things out here. Oh, right! That question that Mixel asked about my partner card. I managed to find a page that had all the descriptions for traits, inclinations, and such. And I think I finally decided on what I'd have. I'd obviously go with Hunter and Tekker for my classes, as I said before. As for, let's see, nature, I would probably pick Clumsy. Because of technical difficulties and issues and such, they will always be there. It is only a question of when it will happen. And luckily that doesn't affect your AI at all. For trait, I'd probably go with a slow starter, as I mentioned before, but looking at the description, I think it fits. It's more active after some time has passed since starting the mission. Which has made sense for this show. It's taken a while, but... tissues. But after a while, I did manage to get the hang of things, and, well, here I am. Let's see, what else was there? Inclination, yes. And after everything I've looked through, I think I decided to go with Guardian. And the description for that one is automatic. I'll see, automatically casts demand on themselves when nearby enemies. And I don't really have any particular reason as to why I picked that show-wise. It's mainly because I like the skill itself, and it has saved my duff. Like, whenever I've gotten, like, hit by enemies I probably should not have been taking on at the time. Wait a minute. TCB, what did you do? What is this link? Oh my goodness, no! I can't look at that for too long. I'm going to start crying. Oh... Dame Winchester crying headshake on Supernatural. Even worse that it's from Supernatural, I love that show. No! Jeez. Alright, I remember now. There was one thing that a winner was you said earlier, like not long after I posted the blog post, that I'd said I'd hold on to until now. And he said, hope it'll get renewed for a second season. That most likely won't be happening, as far as I know. I went into this knowing that it would probably last only one season. That being said, I do count on returning again. But that's probably after I get a subclass change or something. I'll still be a spellcaster. Which is pretty cool. But I'll have to do some studying before I come back. So, fret not, I won't be gone forever. Aw. Farewell to the sweetest voice in radio. Thank you, Adios, right? I blame that gif. I'm in tears over here. And of course, the music isn't helping either. But no crying till the end. Ugh, that makes me miss Mother. The Mother games, that is. Goodness, those games were always so sad sometimes. Which certainly doesn't help things right now. I should really get to... Let's see, closing you guys out. Aw, Mixie, what are you doing now? I'm probably going to regret... Okay, so I don't regret clicking that. That's really cute. Looks like someone wearing a wrappy suit and they have a sword. I've always wondered how they fit in those things. The legs are far too skinny in that suit. Which kind of makes me wonder now that someone might be driving the suit instead. I don't know now. I can't even say I'll save that for next time since this is the last episode. Are there any closing statements that I might have? Well, thanks for having me. That's not a sword, that's a seal tail. No, it's a sword. I'm looking at the hotbar. That's a sword icon. Although it would be creepy if a... No, not really creepy. It would be terrifying if a rappy had a steel tail. But, yes, thank you for having me. It's been a great run. And I'll be happy to come back, if you'll have me. I almost don't want to do the rundown. But I'm going to have to. I have about 3 minutes left. So let's close this out. Saying goodbye to Trigon, Rexy, Woo 21, Voice, Audio Sprite, Drive 16-bit, Fluffy Fluxy, Generos, Jamie 64326, Mix Mousey, Nick Vines, Mr. Mixelplex, Punk Gamer 69, Silver Sonic Spank, TCB Trucky 20, and Zimadon. Take a deep breath. I wanna look you too. Oh, where is that group hug gif when I need it? Had to mute myself for a moment there. The awkward breathing in the mic, didn't want you to hear that. Right. Since I only have a couple of minutes left, as per the talk bed, I'm going to close you out with a request from Mr. Mixelplex. Never Dream, from Fantasy Star Generations 2. Oh! Let's see, Audio Sprite said, "This is not goodbye, just see you soon. Friends don't forget." Oh. You're right. This is a see you soon. So I'll close it out with that. Take care and good luck. Until next time, whenever that may be. This has been Fantasy Star Beats, and thank you so much for the fantastic run. Thank you.